BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Morning, Natasha.
Oh, hiya. Excuse the overalls. Not very glamorous.
You look frozen.
Oh, I can't feel my fingers. I've been outside cleaning the dairy viewing window.
I thought Chelsea was doing that.
Oh, I got sick of her moaning about it, so I took over. Sent her inside to help Helen. How's it been going in here?
Quiet. Same as last week.
Any customers at all?
A couple of takeaway coffees, and that's it.
Oh, Dara. Then we're going to have to put our heads together and do something about it.
Oh, well, I've news on that front. Pat and me started something on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've been digging into Borsetshire water to find out whether this has happened before. And, well, see this chart?
Mm-hmm.
Let me zoom in here. This chart's from the action group that we've linked up with.
Okay.
They've basically found out that Ambridge Storm Overflow has spewed out sewage 45 times in the past year.
How does this help the tea room?
Well, when I finally got hold of someone from Borsetshire water, they claimed the sewage spill weren't their fault. They just blamed it on the high rainfall.
Meaning what, exactly?
Well, clearly, they're dodging their responsibilities.
Emma, are you seriously wasting your time on this?
What?
When you said you'd started something, I assumed you'd found a way that we could increase footfall. Not messing about with some protest movement.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
Look, I really need you to be focused on the tea room. I know Pat's got a bee in her bonnet, but unless we get some paying customers in soon, we will have bigger problems.
Ezra.
Oh, hello again, Linda.
How was your breakfast?
Oh, it was lovely, thanks.
Ah, no one makes French toast quite like Robert.
No. Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you were coming into the village too.
Oh, he's just parking up.
I should have asked you if you needed anything from the shop.
Oh, don't be silly. Oh,
to be honest, I don't need half this stuff. It's mostly fruit and snacks for the kids.
Mm.
I only popped down to see Joy, really.
Oh, any news?
Well, she's not heard from her insurance company either.
What about your landlord?
They're dealing with it. Joy stuck her head in at ours when she was at Beechwood yesterday. All the mud and muck has gone, but the smell hasn't.
Oh, dear.
The dehumidifiers have been on constantly, but the utility room's still looking horribly damp.
Oh, it must be so frustrating for you.
Anyway, there's no chance we're going to be back in time for Ramadan.
And when's that?
That starts on Saturday.
Oh, I see what you mean. Are you expecting your husband back?
No. Akram's still busy with stuff in Pakistan.
Mm.
At least Khalil's back at school tomorrow.
Well, half-term's always a test of endurance, it seems.
Yeah, he's been on at me all weekend to let him fast with me and Zainab.
You won't let him?
No, not yet. Anyway, Linda, I'd better get on.
Oh, very well.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, hi, Kirsty.
Oh, morning, Linda.
You're putting us all to shame with your fitness regime.
Oh, it's just an excuse to get away from a funding application for half an hour.
Yes, I'm familiar with your pain.
This feasibility study is an absolute beast.
Is this for the Beaver Project?
Yeah. Mm. We've got to find 60 grand just for the fencing.
Oh.
And Rex is starting with a survey of local opinions, making sure everyone in opposition gets a voice. It all just takes so long.
Oh, dear. How are you getting on with the house?
Oh, I got a professional company in for the clean-up. The smell's gone at last.
Oh, that's one up on Azra and family. Helen mentioned your downstairs carpets are ruined.
Oh, doing a complete refit. Replacing the floors, too.
Have you heard from your insurance?
Oh, I can't afford to wait.
Oh.
I need this sale to go through. Well, yesterday. I really should have exchanged by now.
You see.
To be honest, Linda, I feel bad hassling Tom and Natasha because they've got even more to deal with.
But the tea room's open again now, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, maybe I should pop over.
Well, it can't hurt, surely.
Emma, do we need to order more coffee?
No, there's another full box underneath the counter.
Oh, all right.
Is it okay if I give all the surfaces another wipe?
What?
Would you want me to unpack that coffee first?
Emma, look, I'm sorry I was so snippy with you just now. That wasn't fair. Sometimes I just can't stop what comes out of my mouth.
That's all right.
No, it's not. There's no excuse for it. I don't know how I'd have coped without you these past couple of weeks. You've been completely amazing.
Well, we've all been under a lot of stress.
I mean,
Every day there's some jokers spouting some nonsense on social media. Look at this one on my phone.
Oh, sorry, hang on. My hands are wet. What's it say?
Tea room goes BYOB. Bring your own biohazard suit. I mean, it should say BYOBS anyway.
Yeah.
See how many times it's been shared already? Not even an hour since it was posted.
Oh, why do people have to be so mean? Haven't they got nothing better to do?
Oh, I have to confess, Emma, I've never been this worried. What if we don't recover from this? How do we even get people through the door, let alone sit down for something to eat?
It'll just take time for people to get used to coming back. Once the dairy reopens, it'll get better.
We're losing money hand over fist. Oh, it's also demoralising for everyone. I mean, look at your mum and Clary. When they're not cleaning, they're in the polytunnels or shovelling compost.
Hiya. It's almost as good as new outside.
Morning, Kirsty.
What about in here? Can you smell the disinfectant?
What?
Be honest.
Maybe just a bit, yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, I think the rosemary on the tables is a lovely touch.
Flat white, is it?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks, Emma. Just popped by to see how you were getting on. These past couple of weeks, there must have been hell.
That's an understatement.
How are you doing?
Well, it's nice to see someone walk through that door. How are you?
Oh, you know, can't complain. I hope you don't mind me bringing it up, but I'm guessing you've not had half a second to chase your solicitor.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Kirsty. It's all been a bit manic.
Sure, I understand. I mean, the clean-up of the farmyard alone, that must have been traumatic.
Absolutely. Honestly, buying your house has been on my mind. It's just I've not had a minute to discuss it with Tom.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound pushy.
No, I know you don't.
But when do you think both of you might be able to chat? With me, I mean. We really need to exchange on Beechwood ASAP.
We'll sit down together soon, Kirsty. I promise.
Thanks.
I'm sorry to be so vague.
Totally understand. It's fine. Look, I'll leave you to get on.
Thanks, Kirsty.
Bye.
Oh, you were expecting to have moved in by now, weren't you?
Yeah. Practically all our stuff's in boxes. But I can't bear to think about the house until we start getting bums on seats in here.
Well then, you and May's just going to need to think of something, aren't we?
Azra, you really don't have to help me with my shopping, you know. You're a guest.
Sorry, autopilot.
Well, thank you for the lift, and I'm glad Robert could go and have a coffee with Jim in the Bull while they tackle the cryptic crossword. And I've been learning so much more about Ramadan from you. It's fascinating.
Well, I'm not used to people being so curious.
And sorry for the interrogation in the car just now.
No, not at all. Half the time I have to simplify it as Muslim Lent.
Well, I'll just pop your snacks in this cupboard. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Ah. So, to recap, the act of fasting encourages spiritual reflection, is that right? A way of focusing the mind?
Mm. Right now, that level of calm seems a long way off. I'm just so anxious all the time. Mm. What's hard is that not knowing, you know, when we can move back in, or even if. Preparing for Ramadan is stressful enough.
And it must be very hard for you with Akram away.
Well, if I'm being honest, I don't know how I'm going to cope. Fasting will only get more difficult, but with the days getting longer.
A whole month seems such a long time. I fasted during Lent when I was much younger, but it was only ever for a couple of days.
Zainab's never handled it very well. Hunger and thirst can make her very, how would you say?
Titchy.
Well, I was putting it mildly.
So, how do you manage your meal times?
Well, as soon as I finish at the surgery, it's straight back home to prepare iftar, the evening meal.
Gosh. Isn't cooking hard when you've not been eating or drinking all day?
Well, I usually start preparing stuff a week early.
Oh.
Well, about now, really. Get ahead of the game.
But that must be difficult, not being in your own kitchen.
Well, this year I haven't even planned the meals yet. Honestly, it's normally a military operation.
Oh, how insensitive of me. I hadn't even considered that you'll be needing a free rein in the kitchen.
Oh, thanks, Linda. Perhaps I can use it once you and Robert have finished in the evening.
No, no, Azra. You should decide your ideal timetable and Robert and I will work round you.
Free croissant with your coffee, double loyalty points. None of the promotions are working, just not grabbing people. It all sounds a bit everyday, doesn't it?
Well, maybe we're looking at this the wrong way, Natasha. Maybe we need to start thinking outside the box.
What we want is to create a buzz. Some genuine excitement.
Like an event, maybe. A celebration.
Exactly.
We could announce a reopening like they did with Cantering On at the stables.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great PR exercise, except do we really want to keep reminding people why we were closed in the first place?
No, maybe not.
But we can celebrate something else. What's coming up in the calendar?
Pancake Day's next week.
Oh, that's perfect.
I know, Tracy mentioned that the Bull are already doing a souffle pancake night and we don't want to be in competition with them.
Why not?
What, you reckon we should announce our own pancake day then?
We just need an angle, you know. What is it all about?
We'll sell pancakes, lots of fillings. What else is there?
Yeah, but what's the twist? What makes it fun? Oh! Oh, wait, stop the press. I think I've got it, actually.
What?
A competition. A pancake eating competition.
What, you mean like who can eat the most pancakes?
Precisely.
That sounds like an endurance test. How's that fun?
It brings in the punters. Not just the contestants. It's a spectator sport. Americans do it all the time. They absolutely love it.
Yeah, but we're not in America.
I agree completely, Emma. It is so not the tea room. But we've got to do something to try and save the business. Even if it sounds a bit daft or, all right, bonkers even.
Well, certainly out of our comfort zone.
So, what do you reckon?
What have we got to lose?
Oh, I've just had Joy on the phone.
Oh.
Mick's taking a load more stuff down to the tip tomorrow. Wanted to know if I had anything else I need chucking. I just can't face thinking about it.
It's awful throwing out your prized possessions. It's heartbreaking. I wish there was more Robert and I could do to help.
According to Pat, Borsetshire Water are trying to wriggle out of their responsibility. Emma knows the local MP, apparently. Maybe she can put some pressure on them. All I really want is for somebody to say, it's all right, don't worry. Now that you need our support, you can rely on us. Fat chance of that.
Well, perhaps Robert could ask the other parish council members. There might be someone with links to the local authority.
Well, what about the developers, the people who built Beechwood?
Justin Elliott was involved in some way. We could drop him a line.
Well, I'll take any help I can get, Linda.
I've been thinking about your plans for Ramadan.
Oh, yes. I'll make sure I don't get in your way in the kitchen. Shall I work out a rota now?
Well, wouldn't it make more sense if I join you and Zainab?
Join us?
In fasting, I mean. So the three of us will be in the same boat, so to speak. Synchronised. Unless I'm being disrespectful, am I?
Linda, are you saying you want to fast for Ramadan?
Yes, I do. Just for the first few days, until you get into the swing of things. Would you mind?
I don't know what to say.
Is that a yes, then?